Australian faith leaders have argued they were not properly consulted about new sweeping hate speech reforms that they believe will have unintended consequences for religious freedoms. In a joint letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, 26 Muslim, Christian, Sikh and Buddhist leaders say the laws, aimed at cracking down on anti-Semitic hate preachers after the Bondi Beach terror attack, could threaten reasonable religious discourse. The Prime Minister has claimed his government consulted various faith communities when drafting the laws. But Anglican Bishop of South Sydney, Reverend Michael Stead, has told SBS it's been a rushed process where the views of faith leaders have been considered only as an afterthought.
And I got the briefing from the Attorney General's Department at 3:30 that afternoon. The day it had been released, had to appear before a parliamentary inquiry 24 hours later, had to write a submission on the bill 24 hours after that. That's just a ridiculously short period of time. The bill itself is 140-something pages. The explanatory memorandum is 320. To expect people to have got their heads around almost 500 pages of material in the space of a couple of days is just insufficient, is an understatement.